housing was flat in terms of prices January and February compared to January and February of last year. We're waiting to see, are we going to continue to get this healthy rate of appreciation on existing homes that we saw last year? It was very exciting to see a 4.5% average gain year over year, 2017 compared to 2016. But it's too early to tell, winter months being what they are for the housing market, to see whether that's going to continue on into 2018.
How would you assess the impact of State Farm's job announcements? 900 IT jobs leaving the community, several hundred claims jobs coming in, some retirements, some forced separations. Some people, of course, will retire and stay in the community. Some will not. Whatever wage differential there is between IT jobs and claims jobs could be reflected in the housing market. What are you anticipating will be the impact on the realty sector?
I would think it would soften it just a little bit, but you know, the net change in jobs is in the hundreds, so a pretty small percentage of our total labor force. We've got 90,000 people working here in Bloomington Normal, so the marginal impact is pretty small. And if you look back over financial services sector, which is our largest sector because of State Farm, 20,000, roughly 21,000. It's held very steady over the last 5 years. It's down a little bit from its absolute peak, but you know, we really haven't had much change. 2017 numbers were in line with 2016 numbers. In fact, it's up by a couple hundred. So I think in the end, comparing over the last next three, if you look, average it over the last 3 or 4 years, I don't think you'll see much change from that.
How about within the housing market? Will there be certain segments of priced homes that will have a larger inventory or a lower inventory?
Well, in some ways, I guess I'm a little skeptical that we'll maintain this. You know, this, we had this very high rate of appreciation compared to past years. We've been flat in terms of existing home appreciation here for years. And then we had this 4.5% gain last year. And I'm skeptical because of seeing the decline in the labor force numbers. We just, you know, we've got fewer people in the labor force, and our employment numbers are not bouncing back to higher levels. So it's kind of hard to imagine where would future gains in those housing prices come from without an increase in State Farm or some other major employer.
Why is the labor force continuing to decline?
Well, there's been some interesting studies out on that. One study blamed at least half of it on the opiate crisis and saying that...
Come again?
Well, there was a study out on that about a year and a half ago saying that about half the middle-aged men not looking for work and not working, therefore not in the labor force, were on pain medication and said it was enough that caused pain in their daily life. So that's one possibility of it. But more likely, retirement is the leading reason for the decline in the labor force, just simply the aging of the American population.
How are we doing on the unemployment front?
Well, we're doing great. We're down to below 4%. Keep in mind, even though we are the lowest unemployment rate in the state of Illinois, which is something to be good, feel good about, we're higher than surrounding states. It's sort of surprising. You look at the other Midwestern states, they're all lower than Illinois is.
Why is that?
I don't know why. Missouri only 3.2, Wisconsin 2.9, Iowa, theirs historically was driven by the fact that they were such an agricultural state and agriculture was doing very well. But now agriculture is not doing well. It has not been doing well for 4 years, and yet they still have a less than a 3% unemployment rate.
So, how do you expect the numbers for Bloomington Normal and McLean County to shift with the Trump tariffs and with the Chinese retaliation in the ag sector?
Well, I would say fortunately, you know, we're such a service-based economy. You know, we're going to be somewhat insulated from that, although we will be affected. I mean, we have a big agricultural base in Decatur, ag-related industries. We have ag-related and these are export industries in Caterpillar and Peoria and John Deere in Quad Cities. So we are, you know, there it could have a some small impact, but I would not expect retaliatory tariffs to have much of an impact in the Bloomington Normal economy.
Not a big pork producing center.
No, we do have pork production in the state of Illinois, but we don't have any nearby. As far as you know, where that would have the biggest immediate impact would be where you have your big slaughter packing facilities, like in Monmouth, and that they could be affected.
We do have a couple hog farms.
We have some hog farmers here in the county, and to the extent that it has already, just the threat of the tariff, as soon as that was announced, it decreased the hog prices. So there would be a small impact there. But percentage-wise, in terms of total sales, Bloomington Normal, if you just say call it McLean County, it's predominantly driven by corn and soybean prices. And so we haven't seen an impact over retaliatory tariffs on the grain and oil seeds yet.
Let's get back to the employment numbers. How has the size of the workforce shifted in the last 3 years?
Well, I crunched some numbers there from Bureau of Labor Statistics reports, and in 2015, we were above 94,000 employed here. In fact, 95,000 April, May, and then we came into 2016 at around 93,000. So there was a drop there. In the spring, it was down year over year in 2016 by about 2,000 and down by about 800 if you looked at in the fall numbers. So how did 2017 match up? Again, in the spring, which is our high point for employment here, we have two high points in Bloomington Normal, which is the spring and the fall. And in March through May, we were back up there around 93,000. So we were matching 2016. So no real decline, at least at that point, last year compared to the year before. But then in the fall, we were down a little bit by an average on looking across the months at about 500 to 600 fewer employed.
What do you gather from that?
Well, somebody cut back somewhere. Basically, there's been some slippage there. Now, we as you saw, the IDES numbers year over year for February over February and January over January were up, right, by 700, 800 jobs, not number of people employed. So maybe we picked up some part-time work that continued past the Christmas shopping season. I don't know. But in terms of actual number of people employed, something softened somewhere.
Is it resulting from employers saying, I want more full-timers and fewer temps, which might actually be an encouraging sign for the economy?
These are two different surveys. So there's a job survey that's updated every month. And there's a Bureau of Labor Statistics survey for employed people. So you're looking at two different databases. So you have to be kind of careful drawing comparisons between the two. It's better to look at just one database over time. If we had a drop of 500 people employed, you're saying maybe you're right. It could be a positive thing if those people all had been working two part-time jobs and now had one full-time job. But looking across the industry sectors, I was looking for that answer in those industry breakouts.
So what are the different sectors telling us?
So education and health services, pretty much even the last few years. So that takes in ISU, and you know we have a big education base here, and health services, our hospital base, that's a big base, 11,000. It's even higher than in 2012, 2014. So we have had some growth. And we've held on to that growth in that sector. Leisure and hospitality ended in a high note in 2017. We had over 6 months last year of over 12,000 people employed in that sector in Bloomington Normal. And that's an all-time high going back 10 years. Professional and business services, they were down slightly for the second year in a row compared to previous highs. Of course, that's tied to the State Farm, which you would expect. Financial activities, very much in line, surprising, with you know, because that takes in State Farm, very much in line with our peak back in 2010 and 2011 in that 20,000 to 200, 20,600 range. Very little change there. Manufacturing down, like as we know.
Let's go back to professional and business services mm-hmm. for a moment. The nationwide trend is that core employment in a given sector goes down, and as those jobs get shifted to consulting jobs, the professional and business services tally goes up.
Right.
So that's not happening here?
Apparently not. If you look at the BLS numbers, we were down slightly between 9,500 and 10,000 compared to our old peak in 2011. In 2011, we had 11,000 people in that category, and now we're down around 9,500 to 10,000. So about a 5% to 10% drop there.
So that bucking the trend is an artifact of State Farm and its unique circumstances in its digital reinvention.
It would look like that. It would look like that, yeah.
Okay.
And we also had an interesting on that same note, might play into the same weakness in that sector, was in information services, which you would have expected those to be increasing over time. They have not. Here in Bloomington Normal, they were down slightly in 2017. They're down in general, about 500 to 600 people in that sector, down from the level of 800 we had back in 2010 through 2015.
Is there anything to be gleaned from the number out of people, number of people out of work and looking for a job that stays within the range of 3,400 to 3,900 people unemployed?
You know, I would just think that when I see these kinds of unemployment numbers, 3.5% to 3.8%, it's got to be a struggle for employers out there. They must In order to find workers, they must be pulling people in from a part-time basis to full-time or something, increasing their hours per week. Because at that point, and keeping in mind with the falling labor force numbers, so you got a smaller pool you're drawing out of. That's part of why you're getting down to those low percentage numbers. You have less people sitting on the sidelines, and you pretty much come across a rocky bottom eventually there, where there's the only way you're going to hire somebody is to hire them away from someone else. So you got to compete with that person's wage, or you got to bring them in, and there's costs involved with that, but getting them from another community.
Are we at the mythical full employment level?
According to the long term, most economists would say yes, that this is, you can't get much below this, even though we are seeing those lower numbers, though, in neighboring states. So maybe we could still get down to maybe 3%, 3.2%. That's phenomenally low when you look at that there's always people out there who are between jobs.
You would expect that to have an inflationary effect or a rising effect on wages then?
Yes. So
is that happening?
Well, we had a slight gain nationally, 2.5% gain year over year in January. So that was probably the first substantial gain we've had like that for a while. So there is a little bit of upward wage pressure. How much that's happening here in Bloomington Normal, I don't know.
Mike Dougherty is an economist with the Illinois Farm Bureau, and he's giving us Bloomington Normal by the numbers. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Charlie.